From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The House of Representatives handed President Bush a major victory today, narrowly approving so-called fast-track legislation. It gives the president broad authority to negotiate trade agreements. Obtaining this Trade Promotion Authority, or TPA, has been one of the Bush administration's top priorities. Congress had allowed such powers to lapse 7 years ago under the Clinton administration. But despite today's vote, Mr. Bush will not likely get that negotiating authority quickly. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was a real squeaker for the House Republican leadership.
The yeas are 215, the nays are 214. The bill is passed without objection.
The Republican chair banged down the gavel, ending the vote as soon as TPA proponents had one vote more than their opponents. With no solid assurance of victory, Republican leaders spent much of last night trying to persuade dozens of members who remained uncommitted. President Bush had many of them over to the White House to make his pitch. Shortly before final passage, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert declared it a defining vote for this Congress.
This Congress will either support our president, who's fighting a courageous war on terrorism and redefining American world leadership, or it will undercut the president at the worst possible time.
Hastert argued the credibility of the U.S. abroad would be seriously harmed if the House were to defeat the bill.
We say to the world that we fight a war on around this world on terrorism, that we would rather retreat to splendid isolationism than engage in the world economy. That is the wrong choice.
Hastert's depiction of a vote for TPA being an act of patriotism clearly annoyed the bill's opponents, led by Democrat Charles Rangel of New York.
We shouldn't use the flag in our fight against terrorism loosely. And we shouldn't compare the bill before us as the same thing in fighting the war against terrorism.
Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas, the TPA bill's chief sponsor, described it as far better than the fast-track authority that expired under President Clinton.
This legislation is the best in terms of agricultural objectives we've ever seen. It's the best in foreign investment we've ever seen. It's the best in electronic commerce we've ever seen. It's the best in intellectual property. It's the best in foreign relations. And for the first time, treated equally with trade is labor and the environment.
House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt spoke for many of his fellow Democrats when he said he was not against fast-track authority. He just wanted more safeguards in this legislation.
Trade is a critical issue going forward for this country. I agree with a lot of the statements that have been made on the other side of the aisle. We're the leader. We're the one that needs to bring trade policies to the world. But in order to do it correctly, we have to insist that all the right issues be on the table. And that's what this debate is about.
Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio cited multiple reasons to proceed with great caution on trade deals.
Last year, a record $435 billion trade deficit, 4.5% of our GDP. Many economists say that's unsustainable. 1994 to 2000, accelerated job loss due to trade. The current system discriminates against American labor, reduces living wages, safe working conditions, eviscerates environmental protections and consumer protections.
Nearly two dozen GOP members voted against TPA, while 21 Democrats voted for it. Florida Republican Lincoln Diaz-Balart said this time he was voting for the bill.
I, in fact, opposed granting President Clinton this authority. I did not trust him. But I trust President Bush.
The vote did test the president's political clout. House Majority Whip Tom DeLay said as much after the vote.
This is a incredible victory, obviously. We're very, very happy that we were able to pull it out. But this is a victory for President Bush because members gave him that negotiating authority he needs so much to open markets, to create jobs for the working Americans in this country. And create those jobs by selling goods and services to countries all around the world.
The Senate, though, is unlikely to take up trade legislation until next year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.